Parshas B'Shalach, Beis Tfilo, Tovshin Ein He. In Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Ufaroi Hikriv, Paro is coming near to trap, to reconquer the Jewish people. Vayisu v'nei Yisrael es einehem. They lift up their eyes, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisea acharehem. And behold, Mitzrayim is traveling after them. Vayiru ma'oid. They are very afraid. Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem. And they shout up to Hashem. Isn't that amazing? Says Rashi, Vayitzaku tofsu umnus avoisom. They were holding what they received, the umnus, from their forefathers, to shout, to daven to Hashem. Ba'avrom u'oimer el amokem asher omad shom. Ve'in amida el atfila. Ba'yitzhak, it says, lasuach basode. And that is the lashon of tefila. Ba'yakov v'yivga ba'mokoyim. Ve'in b'giyo el atfila. Amazing. Am Yisrael are following in their forefathers' footsteps and they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that fantastic? Very, very uplifting. But we read the very next pasuk, and we get the fright of our life, the surprise of our life. The very next pasuk, after that tefillah, they say, "Vayomer el Moshe, hamibli en kvarim b'Mitzrayim? Are there no? Are we lacking graves in Egypt? Lekachtonu lomus b'Midbar? You took us out to die in the desert." What did you do to us? You, see, Moshe Rabbeinu, you do to us to take out of Mitzrayim. This is what we told you in Mitzrayim. Neymar, chadal mimenu, leave us alone. V'na'avdo es Mitzrayim, let us work for the Egyptians. Ki toiv lanu avoid es Mitzrayim mimuseinu b'amidbar. We're much better off to be enslaved to the Egyptians and be alive than to die in the Midbar. And the question is, how do we have such extremes from pasuk to pasuk? The first pasuk is describing the elevated tefillah, tofsu umnus avoisom, they're following Avraham's tefillah, and Yitzchak's tefillah, and Yaakov's tefillah. And the very next pasuk, they're accusing Moshe that he took them out of Mitzrayim, and he is responsible, and he's ruined their life because they were much better off to be slaves in Egypt than to be killed in the Midbar. How does this happen? It's too extreme. This question is already asked by the Ramban. He has four answers. I'd like to discuss the interpretation of the Maharal. And the Maharal in the Gur Arya has a novel understanding of this Rashi, which is a bit frightening. And says the Maharal, "You're misunderstanding Rashi. You think it was good what they were doing? Isn't that amazing that they're davening, they're following their forefathers' footsteps, and they're davening like their forefathers did? Can't be, because the fact that they were complaining the very next pasuk means they weren't at the right level." Says the Gur Arya, the Maharal says, "No, Rashi is telling us a fault they have. They were just imitating their forefathers. It's the thing to be done. We've been taught when a sorrow happens, you say some tehillim, you go and daven. It was out of habit. They were just practicing what they had been taught to do. Tofsu umnu savaisa. My grandfather davened, Avraham, and likewise Yitzchak, and likewise Yaakov. So I'll do the same." Therefore, it wasn't a tefillah b'lev sholem. It wasn't a tefillah with a full heart. And that's why it's not surprising they fell. says the Maral, it's a minag avosam. And he compares it to the Gemara in Chulin, Yudgil Amud Beis. The Gemara in Chulin says, Goyim shebechutz la'aretz, einom oivdim avodah zarah. Non-Jews abroad, they don't worship avodah zarah. What do you mean? There's full of churches and full of Beis avodah zarah all around. No, it's sheminhag avoseihem b'yodeihem. It's just a custom. It's a custom. It's not with a full heart. So you see, there's something that's just a minhag. We just do it. Doing the works. Lip service to a certain level. And therefore, not surprising that the next pasuk they were complaining. We learn from this maral, a frightening thing. What tefillah are we discussing over here? We're discussing a tefillah of the Shas. When they're frightened, they see the Mitzrayim running after them, yet still it wasn't a full tefillah. I would add to their level, it wasn't the full-fledged tefillah. How much more so the tefillahs we say every day? We say every day the same Shemona Esrei. How much more so that we need to strengthen ourselves and make sure that we daven b'lev shalem. So Kol Shekein. If the tefillah Beis Sora wasn't a full-fledged tefillah, how much more so a regular tefillah needs to be improved? And it's one of the things that needs chizuk tamid. No, concentrating on our davening doesn't take more time. We daven anyway. Just to think what we're saying makes a tremendous difference. They finish complaining, and Moshe Rabbeinu responds and says, Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, Vayomer Moshe la'am, Al tiro'u, don't be afraid. Hisyatzvu uru'u et Yeshuas Hashem. Stand and you'll see Hashem's salvation, asher yaseh lachem hayom, that He will do for you today. Ki kasher ra'isem, es Mitzrayim hayom. What you'll see Mitzrayim today, lo yisoyisifu lir'oisam ad oilom. You'll never see them again. Never will you see Mitzrayim again. How's it going to happen? Hashem yilochem lochem. Hashem will fight for you. Vatem tacharishun. You can be quiet. And Hashem will fight for you. There's a certain point that needs to be mentioned. It's a bit out of order. Moshe Rabbeinu should first of all pacify them. Don't worry, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Right now, calm down. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Hashem will fight for you. Then he should tell them, you know, you'll never see them again in the future. There's something out of order. You don't tell a person the future before you tell them the present. Indeed, the Mechilta says, the reason being is to teach us there's a message over here. When it says, Lo yisoyisifu lir'oisam ad oilom, you'll never see them again, is to connect to the pasuk Hashem yilochem lochem. Hashem will fight for you. And says the Mechilta, it's a message for the future, that ad oilom, never, always Hashem will fight for you. Not just by the Egyptians. Says the Mechilta, Lo yibesha zu bilvad yilochem lochem. Not only today, Hashem will always fight against all your enemies. And that's why the Torah is connecting ad oilam, forever, to Hashem yilochem lachem, Hashem will fight for you. But says the Meshech, why now? What's unique about here, different than other cases? Says the Meshech Chochmah, this time Am Yisrael are right. Am Yisrael had a real claim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was forced to save them. What does that mean? They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you take us out of Mitzrayim for? we would prefer to stay in Mitzrayim as Avodim. You take us out of Mitzrayim so we should die in the Midbar. Thank you very much. It's a real taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem had to save them, says the Meshech Chochmah. But what will happen in the future? In the future, when Oyvim come, enemies come, can we demand a salvation? Do we deserve it? In future cases, Am Yisrael doesn't have what to say. We can't say you have to save us. Unfortunately, we not always doing the right things. It's a level called Velonu Boishas Haponim. We're embarrassed, we have nothing to say. And that's what the apostle is saying. Atem tacharishun. Ad oilom. Hashem yilochem lochem. Always, Hashem will fight for you. Vatem tacharishun. In the future, you'll be silent. You won't have any claims against Hashem. You can't demand the salvation. Because we're not always doing the right things. It's true, this time indeed, you can demand the salvation. Because, thank you very much. Take us out. You should have left us in Mitzrayim. You take us out and we're about to be killed. Shkoyach. But in the future times, Atem tacharishun, Lonu boishas aponim, still Hashem says he will save us. And says the Meshech Chochmah, this is a great message. That in situations we kind of, Lonu boishas aponim, we're embarrassed to ask Hashem. Still, Hashem yilochem lachem. Hashem is always with us. We can still daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will still save us, Bezat Hashem. There's another amazing Meshech Chochmah in this week's parsha. In Pasuk Chav Dalet, in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael v'soy chayom, Am Yisrael enter the sea by Yabosha. It's dry. V'amayim lehem choymo mi'mino v'mismoylom. The water is like a wall to the left and to the right. And then Mitzrayim run after them. How do we spell the word choymo, by the way? How is it spelled? Sorry, how many letters? Four. Okay. Choyma. Ches vav mem hei. Let's remember that. And then, Mitzrayim, they run in. And in Pasuk Chaf Hei, Mitzrayim realize that they're trapped. Vayosar es oifan marka voisov. Hashem removes the wheels of their chariots. Vayenageu bichveidus. And now they're bumping along. Vayoyime Mitzrayim. Anusa mipnei Yisrael. Mitzrayim say, let's run away. Let's flee. Ki Hashem nilchom lohem b'Mitzrayim. Hashem is fighting for them. Mitzrayim recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rashbam. In Psachim Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says the Rashbam. In this merit, this recognition Mitzrayim got, that Hashem is fighting for Am Yisrael, they merited to be buried. Even though they drowned in the sea, they got buried in the land. As the pasuk says, "Netisa yimincha tivloei moy oretz." They got swallowed up in the land. They merited the burial. So Mitzrayim are realizing, they're recognizing that Hashem is fighting for Am Yisrael. And what happens? We continue reading the psukim. And in Pasuk Chof Tes 29, Uvnei Yisrael holchu bayabosha b'soy chayom v'amayim lehem choymo mimino m'mismoylom. And they continue to go, and the water is a wall to the left and to the right. And how's the word Choyma written? How many letters? Three letters. Three letters. But the Vav fell away. Says the Mechilta, says the Yalkut Shimoni. Choyma is we have the Vav. Teach me Chema, anger. What happens? The Samal, the Satan came to Mukatrik. Miminom Usmoilom. Why are they better than the Egyptians? Why are the Egyptians being drowned? And why are the Mesor being saved? Haloloiv de Avodazara, Valoloiv de Avodazara. They all sin the same way. What's the difference? Question is, why just now? Why is it before? It didn't say Choyma. Russian Chema, anger. Why is he only coming now? The Satan's coming now to complain, why should Am Yisrael be saved? What happened in Egypt? 10 Makos, Hashem was giving Makkah after Makkah to save the Jewish people. Why doesn't he appear there to complain, Halol Oib Da'avay Dazar, Halol Oib Da'avay Dazar? Why just now? Says the Meshech Chochmah, an unbelievable Yisoid. Says the Meshech Chochmah, there's a difference the way an individual is judged and the way a society is judged. For the individual, Avodah Zarah, Gira Arayas, you get killed. Lashon Hara, Gezel, Machlokes, don't get punished. Lashon Hara, don't get Malchus for Lashon Hara. Gezel, don't get lashed. Because Nitak Le'ese, Nitan Le'tashlumim. That's for the individual. But for society, it's the other way around. We find that Dora Mabul, what made the Gzadin? Chomos, ki chomos. The fact they were stealing, that made them get destroyed. Chazal tell us, Doirei shel David, they would go and they would tzaddikim, and they would go and fight and lose the battle. Because they had Lashon Hara between each other. And Doreh Shel Achov, who was a Rasha, and Oiv De'Avodah Zarah, they would fight and win the battle. Because they had Shalom between each other. It's a different judgment for a society. The Gemara says, Migdash Rishon, what caused the destruction of the first temple? Gimel Averos, Kirarayos, Shmichos Domim Avodah Zarah. What caused the destruction of the second temple? They kept Torah. What was it? Anyone know? Sinat Chinam? Oh, that's it. Ask them all, what's worst? Who has it worst? The door, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah and Gid Arayas and Shvichos Domim? Or the door, learning Torah and keeping the mitzvahs? But they had Sinat Chinam. Sinat Chinam, because the Gemara says, Tnu Einechem Babira. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. The first temple got rebuilt. And a second hasn't. So you see, it's a different mishpat. Even though for the individual, Gid Arayis, you have Misa, Kore, Shvichos Domim, and for Lashon Hara, you're not. That's for the individual. But for community, for the society, it's the other way around. The Averos Ben Odom Lamokoi are not the same as Ben Odom Lachaveroi. The Ben Odom Lachaveroi are much more severe when it comes to society than when it comes to the individual. And therefore, says the Meshech Chochmah, in Mitzrayim, the Samal, the Sultan had nothing to say, because Am Yisrael were unified, they were together, no shailas. Avodah Zarah is irrelevant. The fact that Avodah Zarah doesn't make a difference. They're together, the Muchadim. There's no Lashon Hara between themselves. Nothing to say. Save them. they were going inside the Mayim. But they've done tshuva inside the Mayim. So now Chazal tell us, when they came to the Yam Suf, they had four kitos. They broke up into four groups. Sami Sol said, let's go back. Sami Sol said, let's go to the sea. Sam said, let's surrender. There was a machlekes between each other. That's what changed. So when it's machlekes, so now it's a tzibur. They have no schus of a tzibur anymore. But you know what? They've done tshuva from the avodah zarah. So we can't, even they lost the advantage of being a tzibur, but as yechidim, they've done tshuva from the avodah zarah. So when they entered the water, it was choyma. It wasn't choyma, it wasn't anger, it was choyma. But now Mitzrayim have gone in, and Mitzrayim have also done tshuva, because they recognize Ki Hashem Nilchom Lehem B'Yisrael. So now Yisrael and Mitzrayim are the same place. They're both ununified. They're both done tshuva. Now comes the Saman and says, "My name is Chema. Me no me smoilo. What's the difference between Yisrael versus Mitzrayim?" That's why it's happening right now, because they both done tshuva. They're now Yisrael and Mitzrayim in the same place. They both done tshuva. They're both not unified in groups. In Mitzrayim are not unified, and all Israel is unified. So now, when they both have done avodah zarah and done tshuva, so why were they saved? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the tshuva Mitzrayim did was mitech bahala. It was in the spur of the moment. They saw they had no choice. They recognized they did tshuva. But Israel did tshuva b'yishuv, because in Mitzrayim, the last 6 months they hadn't been enslaved anymore, and that's what's a different type of tshuva. So anyway, the message is to appreciate, understand that how important it is that society has to be unified. Every community understand that machlekes or lashon hara is much more severe when it comes to society. Ben adam lechaveiro is much more severe, and we should. Meshachem finishes up. We should be zeicher to do tshuva mitoch yishuv. That's a real tshuva. Not that we're forced to do tshuva, rather we come to our own recognition.
So,
that was an individual. Well, it was Dosan Avira. That was an exception. It wasn't the general. It wasn't Am Yisrael. You're right.
But
it was Dosan Avira. They were troublemakers. But as a rule, people were right. Later on in the parasha, we meet the man. The man symbolizes the parnasa. And interesting enough, in Perikta Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says over there, "Vanach oisoi lifnei Hashem lemishmeres ledoraseichem." Am Yisrael are commanded to keep man, to keep a part of the man for Doros, for the future generations. The man symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us. And where are we going to keep it? Not in the Ministry of Finance. Rather, in the Beis HaMikdash, Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, says Rashi, means Lifnei HaOroim. It's not only in the Chotzer, in the Azara, not only in the oil moed, it's actually kept. Lifnei Aroim, which means in Kodesh HaKadoshim. It needs an explanation. Why would you keep the man in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's actually a very unaccessible place. You can't even see it over there. What's the point? Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Chochma V'Das, is to teach us that Mezonos Shel Adam Hashem cares very much about. A person's parnasa, Chazal tell us, Koshem is the noisef shal Adam, yoisef mikriyas yamsuf. It's a very difficult thing to get everyone should get his parnasa. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu does it, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just care about our ruchnias, he cares about our parnasa as well. And therefore we keep in the Kodesh HaKodoshim to show that Hashem cares. He brings, there was a maaser with the Chazon Ish. It was an Erev Yom Kippur, and people came to wish the Chazon Ish a good Yom Tov, a good year. And there was and the Chazon Ish asked one of the individuals, how's your parnasa going? The person said, Yom Kippur, we'll speak another time. And the Chazon Ish said, no, I want to know how's your parnasa going. And you're making a mistake, because the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Fnei B'Difnim and he made the tefillah, what was he davening about? Parnasa. He davened that Shoshana Zu Tiyeh Kshuma V'lo Shchuna. He davened, please don't listen to the tefillahs of Ovei Drachim. The travelers, don't listen to their tefillahs, please. We're going to daven, there should be no rain, please. No, don't listen to them. He's davening about the Parnasa. He said, you're making a mistake. Even Yom Kippur is a day you have to care about someone else's parnasa. It's important. You see that Mokem Shatalomit Moitzek Dulasai, where we see Hashem's greatness, we see His Anvenusai. So therefore, it's not a stira. Hakel Agodel Agibor V'Oyevesakel Loses Leisimlo. Hashem, one hand, Hashem is running the world. He also cares about the individual, and therefore, the mon is kept in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to symbolize that it's Yokar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, he brings a testimony. The author says that two brothers came to the Chofetz Chaim to seek advice. Their trade was they would cut trees, they would cut forests. And these two brothers had received an offer to buy a big forest, and they can make lots of money out of it. And they came to ask the Chofetz Chaim his advice whether they should go and make the deal. The Chofetz Chaim said, why are you asking me? What do I know about these things? He didn't want to be involved. When they pressured him, told him, you'll help us avoid the machlokes. If you don't help us, we might have a fight. So the Chofetz Chaim agreed to address the question. And he told them, a mashal, a person has a big barrel of wine with a small tap, and he wants more wine. So what does he do? He puts in another tap. Now he has double amount of wine. Isn't that great? That's what he told. Meaning, you have what's allocated to you from Shamayim. So all you're going to do now is put another tap. You're not going to get more than what you're given. You have another tap. You'll come out double as fast, but you're not going to gain any more wine. And years later, the author met one of the brothers and told him it's a moifes, it was a miracle. Because we didn't buy that forest, someone else did, we went bankrupt. It was a very bad deal. So we were lucky that we listened to his etzah. And famous marshal of the villager who came to the cities for the first time, and he sees, he stands by the post office, and he sees a person coming out with a parcel. The guy walks in, pays a few coins, and he comes out with a parcel. The villager asks him, what's in the parcel? He says, I have some precious stones that have been sent to me. Wow. Someone else walks in, pays a few pennies, and he comes out with a parcel. What's in your parcel? I have some silks that's been sent to me from India, fabrics. So the villager walks in, he also has some pennies, says, I also want the parcel. No, says the postman, you're a shaita. You don't understand what's going on. Here, with the few pennies we paid for our tircha, but you can only get if it's been sent to you. If you have a parcel that's sent to you, you can get it from us. But if you don't have if nothing was sent to you, it doesn't help to give us the pennies. Likewise, we have to do our shtadlus, that's our pennies we pay. But you can only get what's been from Shemaim. If it hasn't been sent, then it's not there. So that's the message we learn from the man. That parnasa is set Neshamayim. The end of the parasha, we meet Milchemes Amalek. And in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin, at the very end, Vayoymer Ki Yod Al Keis Ko Milchama Lashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor. Hashem says, Ki Yod, my hand, it means an oath, Al Keis, on my chair, Ko of Hashem. There's a Milchama with Amalek for all generations. Says Rashi, Keis. It's written in an incomplete fashion. It should say kisei chof samach aleph. Instead, it says case. It's missing the aleph. Point number two, observes Rashi. Vat Hashem nechrak lechetzioi. Hashem's name is a four-letter name. Here, it's only two letters. Yud K. The case is written, is only half written, and the ka is only half written. Says Rashi, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ein Shmoy Sholem, Ve'ein Kisay Sholem. Hashem's name is not complete, and Hashem's chair is not complete, Ad She'imche Shmoy Shel Amalek, till Amalek's name gets eradicated, until then, it's incomplete. Ask for Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe. We have somewhere else where we meet Hashem's name abbreviated. In the Gemara in Saita, Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Ish V'Isha Zochu Shechino B'neihem. A man and wife who have the merit, the Shechina dwells between them. Loi zachu, if they don't have the merit, eish ochloson, they get eaten up and consumed by fire. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Zachu Shechina b'neim. Where is the Shechina in the ish and the isha? Says Rashi. Shari chilek ishmoi. Hashem divided up his name. Yud b'ish. Ish is spelt Aleph Yud Shin, and Isha has Aleph Shin Hey. There's a Yud in the Ish and the Hey in the Isha, and therefore Zochu Shechina B'neim Yud Kei. But Loi Zochu, if the Shechina goes away, so the Ish loses its Yud, and what's left? Eish. And the Isha loses her Hey, what's left? Eish. If it's Asian, Asian, it's fire and fire. Fregda Moshe. We just learned that Yud Kei is a chisaron, right? Ein Hashem Sholem. By Molech, right? Hashem writes his name incomplete. So why is it by Isha v'Isha they're given the incomplete name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ko is an incomplete name. So why they give him the incomplete name? You should get the full name, Shechina, Chosin, Nakala, Gvaldik, all the drushes we said, the Sherev Rachas. Shechina b'neim. But why is it given the incomplete name? Says Moshe, you're right. It is incomplete. It's incomplete. They're given a partial part of the Shechina, just so they can have what to fertilize and make it grow. They have to work together to make it complete. It's not given to them complete. They have to work in it till they can bring it to perfection. It's there so they have what to start with, what to work with. Our last point. In Melchemes Amalek, Moshe, it says, Kasha Yori Moshe, Moshe was held up his hands, and then they won the war. And Moshe's hands got heavy. Who was holding his hands? Aaron and Hur, says the Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Aaron was holding one hand and Hur in the other hand. Now, who does Aaron symbolize? Who does Aaron represent? Huh? Who do, when we say, mention Aaron, peace, right? He's an Oyev Shalom. And who does Hur represent? Hur. Huh? Kanoi. Hur was a Kanoi. When he came to the eagle, Hur went to fight and got killed in the consequences. Two opposite features. Aaron is the Ish Shalom, and Hur is the Ish Milchama. And this is, they are holding up Moshe's hands. Because to be a manik, you have to have both qualities. On one hand, to be an Aaron, to be an Oyev Shalom. On the other hand, when sometimes it's appropriate, you have to be strong. And be a Kanoi. You're going to fight. And that's true for manik Yisrael. Every person, every person in his home has to have the same qualities as well. Has to be an Aaron, but sometimes, when it's necessary and it's appropriate, to be a Hur as well. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Bezat Hashem, we'll have a few minutes. There'll be a second share on more of an Eon based topic. Please have a drink and some cake as well. Thank you.